第八章。
Please turn to the book of Esther, chapter 8.
Esther, chapter 8.
Esther, chapter 8.
我们从第二章开始，我们可以看出，圣经《以斯帖记》的作者一再带领我们认识，皇后以斯帖是一个很有智慧的女子。
Starting from chapter 2, the author of this book has portrayed Esther, the queen, as someone who is very wise.
她不但知道，在极困难的情况之下，要向神来寻求。
That not only does she know to seek after God in times of difficulty.
寻求神是给他勇气、信心、智慧。
To ask God for courage, faith, and wisdom.
能够去觐见亚哈水鲁王。
Yeah, so she may approach the king Ahasuerus.
也知道该怎么样来为他的同胞求情，在什么样的情况下可以来替他的同胞来争取。
But then moreover, she knew how to plead to the king and advance her own people.
那在这几章当中，我们也看到圣经的作者告诉我们，生命是神的赏赐。
Over the course of these chapters, we understand that life is the gift of God.
智慧也是神的赏赐。
Likewise, wisdom comes from God.
当人面对生命的苦难危机的时候，
When one faces danger in life,
不是用金钱，不是用武力，更不是用仇恨来面对。
He or she will never be able to use wealth or hatred or strength to resolve these problems.
而是用智慧来面对。
But one should face them with wisdom.
因为无论是金钱、武力，无论是仇恨，都不是人生命的依靠。
Because wealth, force or strength,and hatred, they're not what we can rely on as human beings.
真正能够帮助人除去生命的危险是智慧。
It is wisdom that can truly resolve all problems.
而智慧是从神而来的。
And wisdom comes from none other but God.
我们来看箴言。
Let us turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言第一章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7.
七节，敬畏神是智慧的开端。我们再来看九章第十节。
And after that, let us skip down to chapter 9, verse 10.
十节，敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。这是为什么我们今天在这里学习的主要原因
This is the main reason why we come here to study.
学习怎么样来认识这位造物主。
We come to learn who is this creator we call God.
来向他学习。
And then we seek to learn from him.
再来在我们生命的旅程当中。
In the course of our lives.
我们会发现有些人为了争取某种利益。
We discover that for the sake of obtaining things that we have wanted.
会用极其残酷的手段来谋害别人的生命。
There are times we may not be discerning in the ways that we go about obtaining them. We may go as far as endangering other people's lives.
无论是政治上的角力，或者是商业上的竞争。
Be it political gain or business profit.
但是我们知道，这些阴谋总有被揭露的一天。
But we know that any deceitful plan will one day be revealed.
如同以斯帖记里头的宰相哈曼
Just like Haman, this official of Persia.
用阴谋想要来害死莫迪改以及整个犹太民族。
Deceitfully, he desired to kill Mordecai and all the Jews along with him.
他运用他宰相的这个权位。
He had misused his power as an official.
在运用这个亚哈水鲁王向王的欺骗。
And he had cheated the king and made false use of his signet.
骗王说消灭犹太人不但 没有害处，反而会为国库啊啊得到很多的财富。
He lied to the king, saying, "The destruction of this people, the Jews, will bring much wealth to the nation."
但是最后，哈曼却死在自己啊所造的这个木架上。
In the end, Haman died by the very own gallows that he had erected.
我们知道生命是从神而赏赐的。
We're convinced that life comes from God.
夺取别人的生命，残害别人的生命，啊，都是对神的创造的亵渎。
By virtue of that, it would be a blasphemy to God to take away the life that God has given to anyone.
所以神绝对不会沉默不说，更不会袖手旁观。
God will therefore not remain silent if such atrocity were committed.
总有一天啊，他会出手来惩治如此亵渎他创造的人。
One day his hands will be heavy upon those that blaspheme against him and his creation.
好，接下来我们来看第八章。
Let us continue now with Esther chapter 8.
八章第一节到第二节。
Esther chapter 8 verses 1 and 2.
当日亚哈水鲁王把犹大人仇敌哈曼的家产赐给皇后以斯帖，莫迪改也来到王面前，因为以斯帖已经告诉王莫迪改是他的亲属。二节，王摘下自己的戒指，就是从哈曼追讨的，给了莫迪改。以斯帖派莫迪改管理哈曼的家产。这里啊，谈到说哈曼呢啊，已经被王啊给抄家灭族了。
Here records the history where Haman and his family were already destroyed.
哈曼的财产啊，通通赏赐给以斯帖。
And all of the house of Haman, all his wealth, were given to Esther.
啊，让我们看到箴言那边所说的恶人啊的财啊，恶人啊累积的财产，到最后是归给义人呐。
This coincides with the word of the proverb saying that the wealth of the evil one will be given to those who are good.
那莫迪改也因为啊，他是以斯帖皇后的亲属。
And since Mordecai is a family, an extended family member of Esther.
再加上他原本啊，就因为救王护驾有功啊。
And that he already was recognized as a hero to the king.
啊，他把原本要刺杀王的两个太监的阴谋。跟王报告
she remember,
跟皇后报告、啊、让王知道
As you remember he was the one that told Esther of the plot that the guardsmen had to assassinate the king and of course Esther later on told the king on behalf of Mordecai、
啊、如今、啊、更将哈曼的阴谋、啊、给揭发
And that most recently here in this、period in the story that the deceits of Haman were recently unveiled、
啊、所以啊、他被王给高升、啊、来取代了哈曼的宰相位置
And so Mordecai was elevated by the king to replace the position that was once occupied by Haman
这也让我们想起、啊、在圣经里头约瑟的遭遇
This reminds us clearly of the story of Joseph、啊、
约瑟原本也是在监牢里头的
While Joseph once was imprisoned、
啊、后来、啊、他被法老王高升成为宰相。
Later on, he was elevated and used heavily by the Pharaoh.
人生的际遇都在神的掌握当中。
The plans, the course of human life, they're all in the control of God's hands.
所以我们不要、轻易的来论断人，来看轻别人。
So do not despise other people and speak badly of them.
那从第三节到第八节。
Verse 3-8 in this chapter 8.
啊、这里描写以斯帖皇后向亚哈水鲁王来恳求、啊、除掉哈曼他的、啊、已经下的这个诏书、啊、
This passage tells us how Esther pled to the king to remove the previous edict that was in place to kill all the Jews、啊、
以斯帖跟莫迪改并没有因为、啊、自己、啊、已经拥有了很多的财富而且、啊、拥有啊、这个高升的这个爵位啊，就忘了犹太人。
Esther and Mordecai did not satisfy themselves in or was content at only having wealth and status in the nation such that they would forget their own people.
忘了那些、啊、自己的同胞。
They will not have forgotten their own kind and race.
所以从他跟亚哈水利王所说的话当中,
From the words that they spoke to the king Ahasuerus,
我们可以看出, 他把这些, 同胞, 看成是自己的, 这个亲人,
We see that they have been treated all the Jews as if they were their own very family members.
他要王, 下诏, 来废除哈曼所传的那个诏书。
They wish for the king to send a decree to undo what was spoken earlier.
我们在这里再次的看到以斯帖她的智慧。
And yet, once again, we find the wisdom in Queen Esther here.
她把当时也是盖了王的这个玉玺所发出的诏书说成是哈曼所传的这个。
Here she had explained the previous edict as a trick, as a plot of Haman alone.
是哈曼所传的旨意。
It was a decree of Haman, not of the king.
他不说这是你亚哈水的王也同意的。
She would never allege that it was king that had made the mistake.
我们知道在波斯帝国已经发出去盖了王的印玺的诏书啊。
We know that once the decree was endorsed by the signet of the king, it should not be changed.
所以王答应啊，可以再另外下一个诏书啊。
But then here the king consented to sending down another decree.
来挽救啊，前面所下的那个诏书所造成的这个后果。
And this new decree will undo and make better what was decreed earlier.
那从第九章第九节到十四节
In verse 9 through 14 begins another passage.
就谈到他们所下的诏书。
And it describes this new command that the king had issued.
第九节那边谈到赵王的吩咐用各省的文字各族的方言 并犹太人的文字写成谕旨
And here the king's secretary was summoned at the time the third month to send down a new edict
如果我们比照前面那个诏书那边没有谈到说用犹太人的文字
And particularly here they used the language of the Jews which was not done in the first edict
这里是犹太人的文字
But now they have written this new decree in the language of the Jews.
我们会发觉说，当时哈曼这个人还真诡诈哦。And
so we can see once more how deceitful Haman was.
他下的诏书要屠杀犹太人。He
has sent down a command to kill all the Jews.
却没有用犹太人的文字写出来。But
he would not make a translation into the Jewish language for the Jews to find out.
要让犹太人呐。 在没有准备、不知逃命的情况下被杀。
He wanted to kill the Jews when they are yet unprepared.
可见他的心多么的残忍，多么的诡诈。
From this, we can see how cruel, how deceitful, how purposely Haman wanted to kill the Jews.
这也是莫迪改当时为什么到处奔走喊叫，要告诉更多的同胞知道。 哈曼的阴谋以及他们将要遭受的屠杀的遭遇。This
is the reason why when Mordecai found out of the news that he went about the city streets announcing this bad news to everyone because they would otherwise have not known.
所以在这个第二份诏书就有犹太人的文字了。And
so in this second makeup decree, if you will, there is the Jewish language translation.
11节是诏书的内容。
Verse 11 begins the content of this decree.
允准这些犹太人可以武装自卫。That
the Jews are now enabled to assemble and defend for their own lives.
甚至可以聚集、反击、杀戮、灭绝。In
so much as even to be able to destroy, to kill and annihilate any of their enemies.
那一些的仇敌，还有仇敌的家人呢？
But not only their enemies, but their own children and women also.
也可以掳掠他们的财物。
And then the Jews are given the ability to plunder their goods.
在这个赤经以斯帖补述啊，就是希腊版本的以斯帖记里头啊，有把这亚哈水乳的诏书的全文记载下来。
And in the Greek version of the Book of Esther, which is found in the Apocrypha, it describes in detail this decree of King Ahasuerus.
诏书这样写。
And in its text, in this addendum, it says,
然而哈曼的傲慢毫无止境。
That Haman's deceit was without limits.
他企图谋杀我亚哈水乳王。
He had plotted harm against me, King Ahasuerus.
并且企图要颠覆王国。
And he had plotted to overturn my empire.
在他虚伪且诡诈的计谋中。
But yet, in his deceit,
他要求出使莫迪改。
He also asked for me to assassinate Mordecai.
一个曾经救过我的命，并且辅佐我的人。
Why, Mordecai was the very person that has sustained and saved my very own life.
他甚至要求要处死我们无辜的皇后以斯帖。
Haman also plotted to kill my innocent queen Esther.
实际上是要处死所有的犹太人。
And he had wanted actually to kill off all the Jews.
他的目的是在使我们孤立无援。
His purpose is intolerable.
好让马其顿人来颠覆我们波斯帝国。
Because if we had fallen into his traps, the Macedonians would have conquered our empire.
尽管这个邪恶的罪犯啊，图谋清除犹太人。
And his deceit was aimed, even though directly at the Jews.
然而我还是发现这些犹太人无论如何不是卖国贼。
But I have discovered after my investigation that the Jews, they are not traitors to my nation.
恰好相反，他们正在受制于公正的法律。
But in the contrary, they are noble in their roles in my nation.
他们敬拜永生的神。
They worship the everlasting God.
最崇高、最伟大的神。
The utmost high and most honorable God.
这位神是从古至今一直保佑着我们王国繁荣昌盛的神。
And God most high, most mighty, was the one who directed the kingdom both for us and for our ancestors in the most excellent order.
有鉴于上述的原因啊。
And for the above reasons,
我奉劝你们不要执行由哈曼派人发送的诏书中所载明的命令。
I beseech you not to follow the first decree to kill the Jews.
他这个人应对所有这一切负罪责啊。
Haman alone will have to bear all the wrongdoings, the consequence of his wrongdoings.
他和他的全家已经被悬挂在苏珊城门上。
And for that very reason, his blood and the blood of his family are now on the city walls of Susa.
治理万物的神迅速使他受到应得的惩罚。
The Almighty God, who knows all things, has given Haman his due reward.
这是这个亚哈水乳王所发的第二份诏书啊。
This is in the letter, in the decree of King Ahasuerus.
从这个诏书当中我们看到王承认这个神的全能。
In this decree, the king has submitted the sovereignty of God.
并且要百姓不要遵守他前面所发的那个诏书。
And then he beseeched the people not to follow the letter of the first edict.
这个诏书一发这个骑马的这个异族在王的催促下传遍了整个苏珊城。
And once this letter, this decree was written, the carriers brought them all throughout the provinces in Persia.
15节到17节。
Chapter 8, verse 15 through 17.
这边谈到莫迪改的尊荣。
Here it talks about how Mordecai was honored and glorified.
莫迪改穿着蓝色白色的朝服，头戴大金冠冕，又穿着紫色细麻布的外袍，从王面前出来。
Let's look at the description. Mordecai went out from the presence of the king wearing royal robes of blue and white, with great golden crown and a mantle of fine linen and purple.
莫迪改取代了哈曼的位置，成为了宰相。
Mordecai has fully taken over the position once occupied by Haman.
接受 苏珊城的人民的欢呼啊。
And he received the joy, the admiration of the city of Susa.
啊，十六节说犹大人有光荣、欢喜、快乐，而得尊贵。
Verse 16, the Jews, for them there was light and gladness, joy and honor.
犹太人有欢喜、尊贵。
That there is joy and honor for the Jews after all.
对比之前啊要被杀的那个情景。
We can see how great the contrast was from chapters earlier when they were about to be killed.
禁食、哭泣啊，倒在会中啊。
Do you still remember how they lay in ashes and sackcloth in their grieving?
这时候啊，真的是啊，有天地之别咯。
We can see the contrast is like heaven and earth.
啊，十七节再说到。
And in verse 17 continues.
说王的谕旨所到的各省各城，犹大人都欢喜快乐，摆设筵宴。
That as the word of the king has spread throughout the provinces, the Jews rejoiced everywhere.
以那日为吉日啊。
And they declared a festival and a holiday on that day.
在国中的人民有许多因为惧怕犹大人就入了犹大籍。
And interestingly, because of the fear of the Jews have fallen upon these people, everyone professed to be Jews.
原本啊，是大家所要屠杀的对象。
Originally, the Jews were the targets of mass destruction.
任何人都可以欺负的。
That anyone can pick on a Jew.
现在就成了大家所惧怕的对象。
But now the Jews were feared by many.
甚至因着这样入了犹大籍啊。
And many people professed to become Jews because of that.
从这个第八章里头。
So then now in this chapter 8.
我们看到再次的看到神的拯救啊。
We once again discovered the deliverance of God.
虽然哈曼的阴谋已经被揭发。
Even though the tricks of Haman were uncovered.
但是根据波斯帝国的法律已经下达的命令是不能够更改的。
But according to the rules of the Persian Empire, what is decreed cannot be undone.
但却不能够来影响神的拯救跟保护。
But God's deliverance and God's protection will transcend any national law.
神让波斯王亚哈水鲁另外再下令能够让犹太人来武装保护自己。
In God's wisdom, God has instructed the king to set down a second decree that would, in essence, undo the first one.
如果我们看第九章更会晓得。
And if we will continue to read in chapter 9, we will see how the second decree was carried out.
各省各族的首领总督省长办理王事的人，因为惧怕莫迪改所以都帮助犹大人。
Verse 3, all the officials of the provinces, the satraps and the governors, and all the royal officials were supporting the Jews because of the fear of Mordecai.
任由犹大人来杀戮他们的仇敌。
They supported the Jews in killing off the enemies of the Jews.
以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
This goes to say, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
那我们看到这个善恶有报。
We can see that God rewards good and evil.
在这里我们要谈另外一个观点。
But let us stop for a moment and talk about.
也许有些人会质疑神为什么允许这些犹太人进行杀戮。
Let us digress a little bit and talk about why is it that God will allow the Jews to carry out mass destruction.
这个时候犹太人他们庆祝他们分送礼物摆设筵席，那跟当时亚哈水鲁王跟哈曼在那边相对饮酒的快乐，那岂不是一样吗？
What is the difference between when the king and Haman sat and celebrated their plan to kill the Jews and now that the Jews rejoiced at their liberty and they seem to celebrate the fact that they can kill off their enemies?
那些惧怕犹太人而入了犹太籍的，岂不是和当时犹太人因为惧怕被屠杀的心境是一样的吗？
And so now these people, they're afraid of their lives because they were enemies of the Jews. Isn't their heart, their fear, the same as when the Jews first heard the news that they were going to be annihilated?
那些啊被犹太人报复杀掉的仇敌，那些亲人啊，他们的悲伤，他们的怨恨啊，啊，岂不是跟当时听到啊将要遭受到屠杀的这些犹太人的心里一样的难过吗
？And can we ignore the fact that the enemies of the Jews and their families will be in grave sorrow to see their loved ones being killed? The same kind of sorrow that the Jews would have felt when they first heard the news of the first decree.
他们这样做到底对不对呢
？So is the Jews right in celebrating and then carry out a massive destruction?
会在我们心中画问号哈。
Doesn't this bring out a big question mark in our hearts?
啊，就如同啊，很多啊，很多人会问。
Many people would therefore ask.
说啊，啊神要哦，这个以色列人进到迦南地之后啊，要把他们灭族啊，啊消灭尽尽哈。
Why is it that God would instruct the Israelites to kill off all the tribes in the land of Canaan after they have crossed the Jordan River?
神要扫罗把亚玛利人无论大小孩童牲畜消灭尽尽。
Did God not instruct Saul to kill off all the Amalekites, men, women, children, and cattle?
所以很多人就说啊，旧约的神啊是很残忍的神哦。
Some may comment that the God of Old Testament is a cruel God.
我比较喜欢新约的神哦。
And they would say I like the New Testament God better.
我不喜欢旧约的神。
I don't like this Old Testament God.
好像神有两位哈。
As if there were two different gods.
那又好像神啊，在旧约、新约的哦，这个性格完全不一样。
Or as if God has different personalities or character in the Old and the New Testament.
那我们知道神是永远不改变的神啊。
But then we are also conflicted with the fact that God never changed.
那为什么会有截然不同的反应
？So why is it that we will have these very two different feelings about God？
新约的教导，主耶稣要我们爱仇敌，要赦免。
Did God, did Jesus not tell us to love our enemies and forgive them？
旧约的神啊，却是啊杀戮、消灭尽尽的神。
Then why, on the contrary, God of the Old Testament would instruct the Israelites to kill and kill and destroy all your enemies？
为什么有如此大的不同啊
？Why is there such a grave contrast？
我不晓得我们有没有想过这样的问题。
I don't know you have ever pondered about this.
也没有曾经遇到过人问我们这样的问题。
Or has anyone ever asked you this question?
你要怎么回答
？How would you answer?
那这边很让我们想到主耶稣啊，跟当时的这些门徒所勉励的一句话。
We can relate to a word of encouragement given by Jesus to his disciples.
叫做你们的义若不胜过文士跟法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
That is, Jesus said, if your righteousness does not transcend the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, then you will surely not enter into heaven.
我们来看马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章二十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。这里主耶稣要门徒知道，他对于律法的解释跟法利赛人不一样。
Jesus would not be mistaken in his way, in his definition of righteousness.And the definition as held by the scribes and Pharisees.
不同的解释，不同的见解，并不代表着主耶稣要来废掉律法。
Just because Jesus has a different definition of righteousness than that of scribes and Pharisees, it doesn't mean that Jesus has come to do away with laws and prophets.
我们看十七节
，verse 17, for instance.
五章十七节，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知。我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Clearly, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets, but I have come to fulfill."
主耶稣说他并不是废律法，而是要成全律法。
Here he comes not to abolish, but to fulfill.
他是要成全律法的什么
？What is it that he seeks to fulfill?
他要成全律法当时立定的原本的意思。
He wants to fulfill the spirit of the law.
这是主耶稣所要成全的。
This is what Jesus comes to fulfill.
啊，所以从二十一节开始啊，就一些主题啊来谈论。
And so from verse 21 and on, Jesus chose several topics to distinguish what is the spirit of the law and what is the letter of the law.
第一个, 他就谈到仇恨。
First, he speaks of hatred.
21节说你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
Verse 21, you have heard that it was said of those ancient times, you should not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.
这里所说的听见有吩咐古人的话，这是指着律法的规定。
And you have heard those of ancient times, they are the words of the saints.
也指着当时文士跟法利赛人的教导啊。
Or the teachings of the scribes and Pharisees.
但是主耶稣接着说。
But Jesus continued.
22节，只是我告诉你们，凡将弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
That if you were angered with your brother or sister, then you will be liable to judgment.
凡骂弟兄是拉家的，难免公会的审判。
And if you insult the brother or sister, you will be liable to counsel.
凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。
And all the more if you say you fool, then you will be liable to hell of fire.
律法的规定，根据当时的法利赛人跟文士的解释之后。
Because after the interpretation of the scribes and Pharisees,
成为只局限于文字上面的一些规定而已。
The laws of God were reduced to letters alone, words alone.
也就是说你不要在这个行为上来做出这样的事情。
And it has become superficial as long as you don't do it in action.
就不算是违反律法。
Then you will not have transgressed against God's laws, they say.
不做出来,
they say if you don't do it,
就不违反。
Then you have no sins, you will not have transgressed.
律法没办法, 去审断你心里的念头, 你心里的, 这个恶意啊。
In the teaching of the scribes and Pharisees, the law will not judge your heart.
只要不做出来,
Just as long as you don't do it visibly,
就是遵守律法,
then you are a law-abiding citizen.
但是我们来看当时神设定这一条律法规定的时候, 用意是什么?
But let's take a moment to see what was God's intent when he first established this law.
出埃及记,
Exodus.
出埃及记20章的13节
Exodus 20 verse 13
13节说不可杀人
You shall not murder
我们看21章
And then let's go down to chapter 21
12节
Verse 12
打人以致打死的必要把他致死 如果我们观看这两处的记载
In verse 12, whoever strikes a person mortally shall be put to death. If we only concentrate on these two verses,
就跟法利赛人文士当时对神的这一条诫命的解释差不多了。
Then that would be, shall we say, exact to the letter of how the scribes and Pharisees interpreted God's laws.
不可以杀人, 如果你杀了人, 你就要致死, 就要还命。
Do not lift up your hand to kill somebody, because if you do, your life will be taken from you.
所以不可以杀人。
So this is why you should not kill.
但是我们继续看下去。
But then let us read further.
13节。
In verse 13.
人若不是埋伏着杀人, 乃是神交在他手中, 我就设下一个地方, 他可以逃亡, 往那里逃跑。 14节
And verse 14
人若任意用诡计杀了他的邻舍 就是逃到我的坛那里 也当抓去把他致死 以下的这两节 让我们更知道原来这个不可以杀人不是光光单单只是字义上的这个所呈现出来的
From the reading of these two verses, we understand that the law of murder does not consist only in the very act of killing.
神也不是单从那个人有没有被你杀死，就来定论说你该不该偿命，该不该死。
Well, that God really doesn't judge you based upon the fact that you have killed someone or you have not killed someone.
因为在里面当中，原来还有神的意思，还有人的这个动机存在。
But actually, God looks into the motive of this incident.
哦，不单单只是呈现出来的结果啊。
God does not judge by the results alone.
神还要审判的啊，是你的动机啊。
God will bring your intent into evaluation and judgment as well.
好，所以看回来马太福音的这边。
So now let us return to the command as we presented in Matthew.
我们就能够知道为什么主耶稣吩咐说，连向弟兄啊，这个骂弟兄啊，心中怀怨都不行啊。
And because of what we have read in verse 13 and 14 in Exodus, we now know why that Jesus makes mention even of calling people a fool or slandering against other people.
因为这已经构成犯罪的杀人的动机。
Because to insult somebody, to slander against somebody, will have the same motive of killing somebody.
已经是神所要审判的范围里头了。
And so by the spirit of the law,
这就是主耶稣所说的要成全律法的原意啊。
By the spirit of the law, this would constitute murder, and this is what Jesus meant when he said, "I come to fulfill the law."
所以我们如果从这个角度能够认识的话。
And so if we can recognize God's intent in this perspective,
我们就不难去了解在旧约时候这个神所规定的以及神的一些作为啊。
Then it'll be easier for us to understand why is it that God has said certain things or done certain things in the Old Testament.
律法中的以牙还牙跟以眼还眼的规定。
And we'll understand better what does it mean to have an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
原来神还是审判人的动机啊。
Because after all, God judges our hearts and intents.
所以当这个但以理
So when we look at Daniel,
被人家设恶魔要来害死他丢到狮子坑里面
And how he was framed and cast into the den of lions.
当时的同事嫉妒但以理被王尊大
Because his co-workers were jealous of him, envious of how the king had liked him more than the others.
但以理对王对神都问心无愧
But as Daniel said, that his conscience is clear toward God and man.
所以那些人找不到但以理的把柄
No one can find any faults in this individual.
唯有的就是在他的信仰上来设恶魔设阴谋来害他
The only thing they can accuse him of is for his zeal in worshiping God.
所以这些人就向当时的王怂恿下一条命令
And so these advisors asked the king to send down a decree.
目的不是要来遵从王的尊荣啊。
And the purpose of that decree is not to honor the king, really.
而是要作为杀人害人的动这个的陷阱啊。
But that is actually a trap, a weapon to kill someone.
所以他们要王下一条命令说在这个三十天之内不论任何人除了王以外向其他的人或者神求什么必要被扔到狮子坑里头。
And so they wanted the king to send a decree that if anyone would not worship, then they would be thrown into the den of lions.
怂恿王盖的印玺不能够改变了。
And so after the king has signed this decree, then it cannot be changed.
王一时不察就照这样就下令。
The king had done foolishly without investigating what he was actually signing into law.
后来这些人就来跑来跟王报告啊。
And so these people came quickly to report to the king.
说你从犹太人当中所掳来的那个但以理啊，他不理你，也不遵从你盖的玉玺的命令。
They say, "Oh, king, did you not sign an edict that anyone who prays to anyone else that they would be executed into the den of lions?"
仍然一天三天三次的向他的神来祷告。
But do you know that Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king?
王听见这个事情就知道他上当了。
When the king heard this, he immediately knew that he had been tricked.
但是想要救但以理也没有办法。
But he was bound by the law of the Medes and Persians that he cannot rescue Daniel.
因为当时这些设恶魔的人跟王芬来见王说马代和波斯人有利凡王所立的禁令和律例是不可以改的。
In verse 15, they say, "Oh, king, it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed."
所以但尼利亚只好被丢到狮子坑里头。
So Daniel had no recourse but to be thrown into the den of lions.
这些人那种想要杀人的动机啊。
And so we can see how evil were the hearts of these individuals that wanted to kill Daniel.
已经构成不可杀人律法审判的这个范围了。
Now they have not considered themselves under any law or any rule.
已经该受到审判。
They ought to be judged.
好，所以当但以理因为无辜神差遣这个使者来拯救他。没有被狮子所伤。
Daniel, however, was saved, and he testified to King Darius that God had sent angels to protect him.
王很高兴把但以理从狮子坑里头拉上来。
King Darius was rejoiced that morning, and he lifted up Daniel from the den of lions.
取而代之的是那些控告但以理要谋害但以理的那些人以及他的家人。
And in return, those that had plotted this against Daniel and their own family too were destroyed.
就从这里我们也可以看到所谓的神的作为以牙还牙以眼还眼哦。
This is coinciding to God's law of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
那另外一个就是在一样在出埃及记里头啊。
And then let us talk about yet another command in the book of Exodus.
当以色列人一多啊。这个新的埃及王朝他们害怕。
When the number of the Israelites increased in the kingdom of Egypt, the Egyptians were afraid.
所以他下命令让全国的埃及人只要是犹太人生的男孩子就把他丢到河里面。
And so they sent a command that if a Jewish boy were to be, a Jewish boy infant were to be born, he is to be thrown into the river.
全国一起来行凶来做坏事
The entire nation gathered and assembled themselves in this atrocity.
但是当最后的这最后之灾击杀长子之灾
But in the end, when all the firstborns were to be killed,
他们所做的坏事所定的恶魔通通又落到自己的头上自己的身上了。
We can see what goes around comes around. This death, this curse became the Egyptians' own.
每个埃及的家庭都有长子遭击杀。
Each Egyptian family has a firstborn, and their firstborn were killed.
这也是让我们看到说神所当时的律法表面上是为什么不可以杀人？因为杀人只要偿命。
Once again, we understand why is it that we must not kill? Because God has said those who kill, their life will be taken from them.
以牙还牙，以眼还眼的精神。
And this is the spirit of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
但是主耶稣主要恢复的是这一条律法原本设立的动机是什么？
And so when Jesus comes to say, I come not to abolish, but to fulfill the law, he means to fulfill the spirit of the law.
就是尊重生命。
And to put it simply, it means to respect the life that God gives.
就是抑制仇恨的发生。
To prevent the work of hatred.
没有仇恨就没有杀戮。
If there is no hatred, there will be no murder.
没有怨恨就不会有杀人的事情、伤害的事情发生。
If there is no quarrels or strifes and hatred, then we will not find things of killing and murder.
所以我们从神的作为让亚哈水鲁王下了新的诏书允许犹太人以及犹太人之后所进行的反击跟这个杀戮来看
So to recap we have seen how God has allowed King Ahasuerus to issue a second decree to counteract the first one and give the Jews the ability to assemble and kill off the Jewish enemies
我们看到这个以牙还牙遭报应的这个结果
We see the result of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
当我们也应当去思考，在新约，在我们现今的时代当中，主耶稣所说的爱仇敌，以及恢复神当时所立的这个不可杀人的律法的原意是什么
？And in conclusion, we must be reminded of how and why Jesus said that.You must love your enemies, and you must do good to those who do evil against you. And this is the spirit of God's law.
毕竟以斯帖记他所交代的 所记载的是一件历史发生的事情。
Even though the book of Esther is a plain chronicle on what had happened,
我们从这个历史事件当中要怎么样去学得其中的教训。
But even though it was not clearly said what we ought to do, we can learn from its recordings.
而不是将历史的错误给合理化。
And let us not try to rationalize what had happened in the past and forget about it.
以斯帖记交代的是普尔节的由来。
The book of Esther also concludes with the establishment of a new festival called Purim.
好，那我们在这个探讨犹太人遭遇到这场浩劫啊，得以度过的同时，也应当要做另类的一个思考啊。
And so after we have read about how the Israelites were delivered from an atrocity, we need to be able to learn from its lessons.
这个事件给我们什么样的启发？
Let us ponder deeper as to what this story teaches us and what it motivates us to do.
啊，作为我们今日我们行事为人的帮助啊。
And from that, we can build up a stronger character and lead a better life.
我们有关这个第九章、第十章犹太人这个报复、杀戮，我们留在明天的时候，我们再详细来分析。
And we will reserve chapters 9 and 10, how the Jewish people avenged against their enemies, and we'll save that for tomorrow's discussion.
谈谈这个仇恨所带给这个世界的伤害有多大。
And we'll relate this hatred to what hatred in general has done to our world today.
我们应该要怎么样来看待仇恨？
And how we ought to look at hatred.
要怎么样用耶稣基督的赦免宽恕来取代这个仇恨。
And how we can best utilize the mercy and forgiveness and love of God to entreat hatred in this world.